missiles being a station there. Should we talk to Paul in Gravesend? Hello, Paul.
Hello there.
Good morning to you. You've changed your life, I understand.
I kind of opted out a bit, really.
Tell us what you did.
I used to work, I worked in IT for about 30 years. Kind of the usual programming and analyst work that,
And did you get to the stage where you felt you were on a treadmill?
The last 6 years were pretty bad because, the company was taken over by another company. And really, the only agenda they had was that they wanted to kind of get rid of the original staff. So
right.
They kind of made things quite difficult.
So did they get rid of you? Or?
Eventually, yeah, but it took some time. But looking back in hindsight, it was probably, you know, the best thing, really.
So what happened when you lost your job?
Well, I had the redundancy.
Oh, you were made redundant, so yes, you got some money.
Was it a decent payout, Paul?
Yes, I can't complain with the payout. It was correct according to the terms and conditions.
So what did you decide to do?
Well, when my wife knew I was being made redundant, she thought, obviously, I'm going to have more time on my hands. And she bought me an alto saxophone.
Right.
So this was 3 years ago in July.
Had you, Paul, had you shown any desire to play the saxophone before then?
I've always wanted to.
Right.
But I've never played kind of a reed instrument.
Oh, you're musical.
I play other things.
Okay.
Yes, but I've never played a reed instrument.
Okay.
And I've never played an instrument where you play the melodies.
No.
You know, where you play the actual tunes. So, but it's wonderful. It's such a beautiful instrument.
Yes, alto sax is lovely, yeah.
I now just go busking with it, which is...
Well, in 3 years you got to the standard where you can stand up in the street and play a tune.
Yeah, kind of. If I get through the tune from beginning to the end, I feel quite comfortable.
Where do you busk, Paul?
Well, I'm going down Stroud Market in about half an hour or so.
Do you earn much money busking?
No. It's beer money. You don't really do it for the money. But you do sometimes pick up other bits, you know, like somebody might say, oh, can you play at our garden party?
Right.
Or, you know, can you do a little village fete or something like that? So you do pick up other little bits of work.
And how different is your life now, Paul, to those 6 years you were talking about before you took early retirement?
Well, I feel like I'm living now, to be honest.
You sound very chilled, Paul.
Do you
know what I mean? You sound very content and...
Well, it's... I mean, it's a bit. I miss the dosh because obviously, you know, if you're not working full time, you don't have the same kind of level of income.
Do you have any paid job at all?
No. So what I'm doing is, hopefully, my redundancy will bridge the gap to when I can take a pension.
Yes.
And Paul, does the missus work?
No.
Do you get under her feet? Is that why you go out busking? Because you get under her feet
that's
otherwise?
That's a factor, actually. Yeah, that is a factor.
Perhaps you could take up the drums. I don't know. Just a thought.
Paul, do you feel that your life is likely to be happier and longer because you've made these changes?
Well, judging on the last 3 years, because I would say so, yes. I can't imagine going back to what I used to do. I'm also probably too old to go back to it.
You see, of course, the other thing you could have done, Paul, you took your redundancy, you could have, told the missus to pack a bag, grab the passports and had a gap year.
You were talking about that, weren't you?
Would it ever have appealed to you?
What does appeal to me is, like, I like European cities, and when I get a bit more up to speed on the instrument, I'm going to go back to kind of Prague or Lille or something like that.
You busk there?
And busk there. And
busk in there. Just
Why not?
Just for the novelty of
yes.
it.
Well, you can play in a foreign language, can you?
Well, tunes are the same the world over.
Aren't they just?
Yeah.
Good stuff, Paul. Well
Enjoy
done.
Yourself.
Okay.
By the way, what alto sax have you got? So I'm being a bit anoraki here.
Well, it's a Yamaha.
Oh, Yamaha, yeah.
Yeah. I think Yamaha make quite good instruments.
No, they
in general,
do. No, they do. They do.
You know.
Good. Other alto saxes are available, of course. But Paul, thanks for telling us about it. Paul bought himself and his wife bought him an alto sax.
Get him out of the house.
So get out of the house.
Busking.
He now goes busking.
I thought that was really different. Really different way. So what have you done to change your life? Can you say you've done something quirky like Paul did? Something dramatic like our earlier callers did with their weight loss? Mm. What have you done to make your life happier and to enable you to live longer. 08459 811
11. 9:30, here are the headlines. The new Commons Speaker, John Bercow, is beginning his first...